Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now a story on how a woman from Revere is caught up in an international adoption nightmare. Dee Dee Martin has been in Kathmandu, Nepal for more than 2 months now, fighting to bring her newly adopted daughter back to Massachusetts. The fight stemmed from a decision by the State Department to close adoptions from Nepal over fears that some children are being stolen and sold. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has the story.
The desire to be a mother was so strong for Dee Dee Martin that she went halfway around the world to fulfill it.
I'm a single woman. The Nepal adoption program was open to single women, and there weren't many that were open to single women, so I did come alone.
Martin, speaking via Skype from Kathmandu.
And really thought that I would be following in the footsteps of other Americans who did this in July, and they were in country and out of country within a three-week time period, some even less than that.
But Martin has been in Nepal for more than 2 months, living in a rented apartment with her adopted daughter. They can't come back here because the U.S. won't recognize the adoption. Around the time she arrived in early August, the U.S. closed all new adoptions from Nepal. But Martin had Nepalese government approval and had already taken custody of a four-year-old girl named Bina. Martin thought families in the middle of adoptions would still be processed, but that hasn't happened. She says the U.S. Embassy won't give her specific information about her case and what's taking so long.
They just say that you are deemed as inconclusive, and then the embassy, because you are inconclusive, their hands are tied to issue a visa at this time.
A spokesman from the State Department says adoptions from Nepal have been suspended because the U.S. government is concerned that children are being trafficked for adoption. The State Department has issued warnings about adoptions from Nepal since March.
If the State Department says we're concerned about irregularities in this country, do not go.
Victor Groza, an expert on adoption from Case Western Reserve University, says Martin and others who are trying to complete adoptions in Nepal should have listened because the U.S. government doesn't give grace periods when it closes countries for adoption.
There's not very much these women can do because it's really about our government saying this government's not a credible government.
The State Department says it's reviewing the case of Martin and at least five other U.S. families in Nepal waiting for approval. U.S. officials say they are working hard to help these families caught in the middle of the process, but they say the Nepalese government is not cooperating. This red tape seems a world away from Dee Dee Martin's home in Revere, which she shares with her 80-year-old mother, Dorothy.
This is a car seat that I bought for her.
And a boxed-up car seat sits by the door, a pair of purple rain boots by the window.
She loved children, always loved children. Babysat everybody's children. And so this is the dream come true for her to have her own child. It's really wonderful.
Dee Dee Martin is a certified foster parent and pursued domestic adoption. But she was told it would take a long time for her, as a single 45-year-old woman, to adopt a child. That's why she looked overseas. Her mother, Dorothy, says she's frustrated there's nothing she can do to help her daughter, who's done so much to help her.
I get around myself and do things, but she's such a support with everything, you know? And I miss her terribly.
Senators John Kerry and Scott Brown co-signed a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton last month saying Martin and other families are, quote, enduring extreme emotional and financial burdens while their children's cases are investigated further. The letter urges the U.S. government to resolve the cases quickly. In Martin's case, she's on unpaid leave from her job selling skincare products to salons. Her company extended her leave, but she fears she'll be fired if she doesn't return by October 25th. Despite this, Martin says she's not leaving Nepal without Bina.
It is absolutely not an option to leave my child in this country. I could not put her in any kind of boarding school or pay to board her back in an orphanage. My daughter is 4 years old. She is very aware of who I am. The orphanage, when we first met, let her know, this is your mommy. It would destroy her psychologically if I ever did that.
Martin says she has police reports showing Bina was abandoned at 6 months, starving and with a cleft palate. Police posted ads, but nobody claimed her. She's been in the same orphanage for more than 3 years. Dee Dee Martin says these circumstances prove to her Bina is in fact an orphan and deserves to come to Revere with her new mother. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.